promised right now. We're joined by the head basketball coach at Ohio State. Fourth season with the Buckeyes. He was the Big Ten Coach of the Year in 2018. A three-time Conference Coach of the Year. Second Ohio State coach to win 20 or more games in each of his first three seasons. Ohio State is 11-3. They're 5-3 in conference play. They are number 21 in the AP poll. They're at home tomorrow night against Purdue. Chris Holtmann is my guest. Chris, good to have you back. How are you?
Great to be with you, Jim. Hope you're doing well here in you're in L.A. I'm in snowy Columbus, Ohio here.
Yeah, my man, it's got to be cold there. Has to be cold there. So, yeah, we're doing great here, and it's good to have you back. So let me first start right here. Chris, you beat number 14 Illinois in their place on Saturday. It's a game where you outscored them 43-28 in the first half. How pleased were you then with the way your guys went on the road and set the tone at both ends of the floor from the very outset?
You know, really pleased, Jim. I tell you, this league, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, it's an incredible gauntlet. Illinois is a really good team. I think they've got legit Final Four, national championship ability, and they've had some obviously really good wins. So to get there, get a start, you know, it's unique. These noon tips come at you fast. It was a noon tip. We've had that the last couple Saturdays. You got to start fast, especially when you're playing such a good team on the road. We were able to start fast, and honestly, we kind of hung on there at the end.
Chris Holtmann joining us. See, the thing about that is, especially when you deal with that team in their place, it's not just that you got out to that lead. You know, Illinois made that habit this season of coming back on folks, not just coming back, but coming back in big ways. You know they can overwhelm an opponent. So what did you make of the way your guys did hold on in the second half and finish it off?
You know, it's a great point, Jim, because I thought that's what I was most pleased with, is the fact that we were able to kind of keep swinging there in the second half. And you said it, you know, they've had some incredible comebacks and swings. You know, their game at Northwestern, they were down 15 at the half and ended up winning by, I think, 20. I mean, it's an unbelievable swing in college basketball in a 20-minute stretch. So, you know, they've done that in a number of games. They do have the ability to overwhelm you. They've got, obviously, a tremendous guard in Ayo Dosunmu and a really good collection of talent, a big and Kofi. So we expected that. I think the deal was to stay aggressive, and we were able to attack their pressure and get some open looks and keep it really between 8 to 10 for most of the game, and then they cut it. They cut it to a possession there late. Give them credit, but we were able to hang on.
We're talking to Ohio State head basketball coach Chris Holtmann. Then back to your original point, Chris, about the conference itself and that it's a gauntlet. There are no easy nights. What's it take then to thrive and to succeed in that conference right now?
Short-term memory loss as much as possible. You really got to have the ability to forget about what happened, at least – take what just happened, good or bad, learn from that game, from that experience, because there will be weeks where you'll play, you know, in a two-week stretch, four ranked teams. And you'll most of the, you know, nearly every team in our league is top 40 or top 50 in most analytics in college basketball. And you know, you're going to have 9 or 10 teams in the top 25 in this league of all 14 teams. So, it requires short-term memory loss. You got to have some perspective in this league. It can beat you up. We've already seen that from really quality teams and quality coaches, and you got to be able to forget about it and then move on and get better in the next game.
We're talking to Chris Holtmann. I would imagine also that in terms of having a short memory, that's so critical, but also you want to make sure that you've got that kind of poise, that kind of resolve where you're at your best in the toughest moments. Is it something that you can, in fact, coach and teach players, or can they only get it from going through it?
You know, I think that's a question I think coaches have asked themselves for ages, is how do you simulate those really, really important moments in the guts of a game when it's a two-possession game or a one-possession game in any sport? How do you best simulate that pressurized situation in practice? And how do you do it early enough, and how do you present those situations enough to where you can grow in practice before you get in those moments? I think you can get better in practice. We certainly try to do that. We certainly try to simulate those situations. But as we know, the best experience is when you have a chance to go through that together as a group in a live game experience.
Chris Holtman is joining us. Chris, let me ask you about EJ Liddell. He had 26-7 in that win over Illinois. Coming into the season, one of the questions seemed to be was, how is the team going to go about replacing Caleb Wesson? Outside the program, there have been comparisons made between the two of them. How do you see it? Like, is it a matter of Liddell doing what Wesson did, or does he bring something different to it altogether?
You know, it's really interesting because that was very much the question about our group. We play in a league, Jim, as you know, that has a lot of big guys. You know, in college basketball now and in the NBA, it's positionless. There aren't the traditional fives that you see that we used to see in the NBA and in college. You see really positionless basketball across the board. But in our league, it's a little bit old school in that you see some really big five men. You see big physical bodies. And obviously you got a guy like Garza, who while he may be a five man, is also shooting nearly 50% from three. But you have a lot of big bodies. So for us, I think what we needed to do is we said, okay, how do we put our best players on the floor? And if that means we're going to play a couple forwards, because EJ Liddell is one of our best players and we're going to try to move him around and put him in different spots. That's what we have to do to be successful. And what he's done is while he's 6'6", he's got a 7-foot wingspan, but he's really versatile. You can move him around. He's got a great frame. He can really shoot it from mid-range. He stretched it to three, and he's got a powerful physical body that's been able to make up for maybe a lack of overall size. He's not necessarily 6'10", 6'11", but he's been able to take advantage of his mobility and versatility.
Right. Ohio State head basketball coach Chris Holtman joining me for a few more moments. You know, Chris, I'm looking at this thing from the outside, but it seems like you're working in some new faces this year. I've talked to Eric Musselman in the past about this, and I'm talking about the approach to transfers and roster management. How much has the rise of transfers and this notion of roster management changed over the past few years, and how has it impacted the way you coach?
It's the biggest challenge for us, Jim. It's the biggest challenge for college coaches, I would say. And I don't know how it is. You know, Ryan Day and I've talked a little bit about this. I'm not sure exactly if it's completely comparable with football, but certainly in college basketball, roster management is the biggest challenge. It's figuring out what your roster is going to look like from year to year. The what it used to be 10-12 years ago is you kind of knew after the season, maybe a couple weeks after the season, what your roster was going to look like next year, and you could begin to make plans. Nowadays, that's not the case. And, I think what you're going to see as the transfer rules change is more transfers continue to get recruited. You're going to see a little bit more player mobility. That may not be necessarily what people want because they like to be familiar with faces in college basketball. I still think you'll be familiar with a lot of faces, but there will be more mobility, and I think it's the greatest challenge for coaches in today's game.
So, Chris, before you go, one more thought about the way the world is right now and the other challenges involved. Like, we have a son who's at the University of Wisconsin, so I know what it's like to have a college kid going through this whole thing. And then you've got your team. As an example, because of the nature of this season, you and your wife, Lori, hosted Christmas for your players because they were unable to go home. How did that idea first come to be, and then what was that experience like for everybody?
You know what, how it came about, and I appreciate you asking. It was late in the summer, early fall, our Big Ten coaches talked about playing on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve or the 26th. And in order for that to happen, your players needed to vote whether they were going to stay and be willing to do that. Most every team said, hey, we're going to stay through Christmas, not go see our families, try to mitigate the COVID risk. Our players decided that. And yet, as you get closer to Christmas and you know what that break normally means for players, you know, I told my wife, I said, Lori, we've got to make this the most special event possible. So I give her credit. I mean, she went over the top. She contacted every mom and they sent gifts. We talked to our compliance about, could we get an extra gear gift for them? We had a Christmas tree set up in the basement with their favorite candies as ornaments. We had a collage of kid photos where they had to guess. And, it was as much of a family feel as we could potentially provide for them, because you felt for the fact that they weren't going to be able to, they didn't get to see mom, dad, brother, sister They haven't really seen him for several months.
I mean, how challenging is that for young players, for any college student?
It's a challenge, and I think you got to be real and as a coach and recognize it, and you can't ignore the fact. You know, even when they come to games right now, Jim, they've been advised, you know, our trainer talks to them about being limited with your contact. You know, if your family's maybe had COVID, that's a different story, but if they haven't, you know, it's limited contact. And it's just such a unique world. I think what I keep coming back to is our players want to play. That's what they've said to us. They want to do this. It's been a great, in a lot of ways, it's been a great thing in the sense that it's gotten their mind off of what's kind of went on in the day-to-day world right now. And for that, I'm grateful, and I know they are too.
Chris Holtmann is the head basketball coach at Ohio State. They're 11-3 overall, 5-3 in conference play. Another big one coming up tomorrow night. Purdue is at Ohio State. Chris, great to get caught up. I appreciate you coming on the show once again. Thank you so much. Let's be sure we do it again soon.
Sounds great. Always great being with you. Thanks, Jim.
You too, Chris. Thanks so much. Always great to have you here. Appreciate the energy. Ohio State head basketball coach Chris Holtmann, and he is a Big Ten Coach of the Year back in 2018. And as I mentioned, a three-time Conference Coach of the Year.